Listening for Hindu-shaped spirituality in ministry conversations. In this topic, we begin practicing comparative religion ministry skills with Hindu-shaped spirituality. Many Christian leaders will not meet people who can explain Hindu philosophy in a formal way, but you may meet people who use Hindu-influenced ideas without realizing it. They may talk about karma. They may say the soul returns again and again. They may speak of becoming one with the divine. They may believe all religions are different paths up the same mountain. They may describe death as a drop returning to the ocean. They may use words like energy, balance, reincarnation, enlightenment, or release. A Christian leader does not need to panic when these ideas appear. You also should not mock them. These words often carry deep longings, longing for justice, longing for meaning, longing for peace, longing for release from suffering, longing to know that death is not the end. The first ministry skill is listening. When someone says, "I believe in karma," do not immediately debate. Ask gently, when you say karma, do you mean consequences, justice, spiritual balance, or something else? When someone says, "She returned to the divine," ask, "What does that hope mean to your family?" When someone says, "All religions are paths to the same reality," ask, "What do you believe that final reality is like?" These questions are not tricks. They are acts of respect. Hindu traditions are diverse, but several themes often appear: ultimate reality, the soul, illusion, karma, rebirth, liberation, and the longing to escape the cycle of suffering. In some Hindu-shaped thinking, the deepest problem is not mainly guilt before a personal creator, but ignorance, bondage, illusion, or attachment. The hope is not resurrection of the body in Christ, but release from the cycle of rebirth. Christianity offers a different hope. Christians confess a personal creator, embodied human life is good, sin is real, grace is necessary, Christ is Lord, and resurrection as the final hope. That difference matters, but difference does not require contempt. In ministry, remember, people are image bearers before they are representatives of a religious system. They have bodies, families, grief, hopes, and stories. Ask before you assume. Listen before you compare. Clarify before you correct. When the time is right, you can build a gospel bridge. I hear your longing for release, peace, and hope beyond death. Christians believe God does not erase the person into the universe. In Christ, God redeems the person and promises resurrection life. That is Hinduism ministry skill: respectful listening, careful comparison, and Christ-centered hope.